Welcome back inside Coach's Insight here on Care Radio. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is Felipe McCree, head coach of the McLeod girls. And, well, Coach, it's been kind of a wild last week and a half or so for your girls. You have not played a basketball game since February the 5th when you fell to Pleasant Ridge, as you've had some cancellations, you've had weather play factors, you've had quarantines. But now, luckily, tonight you will be back in action. You'll take on ACCHS and then Jackson Heights tomorrow night. So if you could just start off with kind of talking about how this last week and a half has been for your girls.
Like you said, it's been challenging. You know, unfortunately for us, you know, we had to quarantine at the plane, Pleasant Ridge. During that quarantine, we found out that, you know, another one of our players ended up testing positive. And then, you know, right when we get ready to kind of get back on the court Monday, then the weather hit. And so, you know, you can't kind of practice on Monday. You know, we take the day off on Tuesday as well when we're playing Oskaloosa. We're hoping to get back yesterday, Wednesday, and then, you know, we decided not to have school again, and so we're not allowed to practice. So we literally haven't picked up a basketball since February 5th. And so for us, it's been a lot of virtual stuff. And the good thing for us is that, you know, we've been through it before. Right at the beginning of the season, we had to go something like this. So our girls are prepared for it, and they've been through it before.
So then how do you approach a game like tonight against ACCHS, who's obviously a very formidable opponent and one of the better teams in the league this year? Is this one of those tonight where you kind of just roll the basketball out there and say, use your abilities, use what you've been taught, and go with that?
A little bit, yes. I mean, you know, the good thing for us, we've played them before. You know, we went up there and kind of, you know, coincidence, you know, at that time, Jim wasn't playing. And we went up there and, you know, we gave them all we could. I think we got it down to like 4 or 5 points there in the third quarter, late in the third quarter and into the fourth quarter. Then it kind of got away from us a little bit. You know, a lot of memory recall. Obviously, they're a different team from when we played them about a month ago. We're a different team from when they played us as well. But, you know, obviously, you know, we're going to be missing, you know, two of our, you know, top five guns when we go out there tonight. But, you know, the good thing for our kids, that they've never looked for any excuses or anything like that. They've always come ready to play every night.
And now looking ahead, too, I mean, you're going to play, what, 4 games here in 6 days, then you have another one late in the week next week against Horton to finish up before Substate comes around the corner. I mean, you look at Substate, too. I mean, he's only about a week and a half, 2 weeks or so away, and you'll be in the Mission Valley 2A Substate. Looking like right now you'll probably play Northern Heights in the opening round. But before you get to that, how important just is this stretch right now, just not only, you know, trying to pick up a couple of extra wins, but just kind of getting the chemistry back with having such a long layoff?
But it's extremely important. You know, like I said, we've got a tough game tonight against Atchison County, who I feel is probably, you know, top eight in the state in 2A. We play the number two team in 1A tomorrow night in Jackson Heights. And then we come back with a couple games next week to kind of get our, you know, get our feet underneath us. And hopefully at that time we have all of our pieces. And so, you know, we're kind of taking, you know, each game almost kind of like a practice. You know, kind of, it was funny, you know, just walking through the hallways today. You know, the kids were just excited to see each other because they haven't seen each other since February 5th because they've been in quarantine and then with the weather delays. And so it was almost kind of like, hey, you know, what you been doing for the last 2 weeks? And so we're just catching up with each other just socially, let alone, you know, the chemistry of basketball court. So these next 7-10 days here before, like I said, we head down to Northern Heights for Substate are going to be big for us.
Well, Coach, we certainly wish you the best of luck tonight against ACCHS and Jackson Heights tomorrow night. Also, Moorhill Monday, Valley Falls on Tuesday. Hopefully, we'll get all the games in here as we head down the stretch. But good luck. Thank you, as always, for taking the time. We'll talk to you a final time next week.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Again, Felipe McCree, head coach of the McLeod girls, joining us this evening on Coach's Insight.